ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो वासुदे वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते कृष्णाय। So, Hare Krishna, I want to greet you all affectionately for this reading, which is done on Lord Krishna's Gopastami Day. We are now ready to close the windows. Gopastami, you all know, is the day where Krishna actually takes out the big cows. Until then, he was in Kumara age, that is the boyish age, and he would only take care of the calves, because the calves wander nearby the houses. Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj were always very hesitant to give Krishna the big cows, because that would mean he would leave the safe protection of Vrindavan village and go into the wild forest. And they didn't want this. But there were a few events which brought them to finally give their permission. One was a discussion with Yashoda Ma and her friends. She says, I don't know what is with my Gopal. He doesn't like to be bathed by me, because then he has to appear naked before me, and he has become shy to appear naked before his mother. He's growing up. And Nanda Maharaj said, he doesn't talk to me as openly as he used to talk. Instead, he goes to his uncles like Sunanda and repeatedly requests them to somehow bend my mind and allow him to go into the forest. So Krishna had often heard, no, 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 under no circumstances, from Nanda Maharaj when he asked to take the big cows out. But then, instead of asking Nanda Maharaj, he went through the brothers of Nanda Maharaj, his uncles, and talked with them about his desire to become a proper cowherd man. He's growing up. So finally, with a heavy heart, Nanda Maharaj called a meeting together of all the cowherds. No one knew what this meeting would be about. And with a solemn, very serious face, he marched through the assembled cowherd boys, the cowherd men. They even became more curious and concerned. Then he sat down and said, tomorrow, Krishna will take the cows out. Wow! The parental barrier had been lifted. Krishna had again achieved his desire. Thank you so much. It was just what he wanted. So the day came. This is Gopastami. You have heard that there was a big celebration where Krishna was officially declared to be a cowherd. With great tumult, music, and the chanting of brahmanas, he marched out that day and took the cows out of the grazing of Vrindavan's forest. This is today. We hear, so it's now very important for us to understand Krishna's relationship to the cows. Why? What is going on in that relationship? We always hear about Krishna and his sakas, his gopis, but we rarely hear information about Krishna and his cows. So how? There is a beautiful shloka which has appeared in the Kartik inspiration. Indra nila kurara jita param svanabhadavara shringaranjita pandu gandagiri ghava kavika pantu naspasapadi krishna dineva. Raghunath Goswami says, may Krishna's cows protect us. They have very beautiful blue hooves that shimmer like sapphires. Do you know the very dark hooves of the cows? But these are like sapphires. Sapphires, it is a blue glow. The horns of these cows are painted golden. And their shapes are so huge that they destroy the pride of small white mountains. May these cows protect us. I worship these cows who are the daughters of Surabhi. They always engage Vajendra Nandana Baladev Sridham and the cowherd boys in a festival of herding and milking them. It's a festival, no, it's not work. It's with music and with colors and with hands put in turmeric and paint put on the cows. These cows are, no, Krishna and Balaram are decorated by the dust thrown up by the hooves of the cows, and they lovingly sport in the deep forest on the mountains, so down in the forest, up in the mountains, and then on the banks of the river where they are being herded. Now, during this time of herding the cows, Krishna has a very close relationship to the cows. Because they are so big, he leans against them. Like I have seen Vipakita sometimes, he leans against the wall, crossing one foot over the other, and stands like a cowboy from an American movie. So Krishna sometimes leans like this against the cows, and then he plays his transcendental flute. Isn't that wonderful? And while he plays the flute, he apparently has the left hand free, and with that he caresses the cows and scratches them, which is very relieving, and so on. His own body is becoming gray, or whitish gray, because of the dust that is thrown up by the hooves of the cows. And his face is so gray, but inside on the side of the face are different little parts, because some sweat drops, they wash down some of the gray dust, and this looks extremely beautiful. Oh, it's so beautiful. There is a very nice description in Gopal Champu about Krishna's loving relationship with these cows, which becomes very much seen at the time when, after a long absence from Braj, he finally returns to Braj. at that time he crosses the Jamuna, Dwarka, leads the horses into the water, and then they cross the Yamuna. And when Krishna arrives on the other side, he blows into his conch shell. Now in Braj, I think I said this in another lecture, no one knows the conch shell. Krishna blows the conch shell where? Kurukshetra, other places. In the Bhagavatam, it is said when he returns after his journeys back to Dwarka, before the gates of Dwarka, he will blow into the conch shell, which becomes red in contact with the beautiful breath of the Lord. And this sound awakens the half-dead Dwarakavasis who suffered in his absence. But he doesn't blow a conch in Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, he plays the flute, you know. But my dear devotees, everyone knows it is Krishna's sound because it's the same breath. And the breath of Krishna carries the love of his heart. So either the love comes out through the flute or the conch shell, they recognize Krishna. You follow, no? So amongst all those who come to greet Krishna, also the cows come forward. And when they finally meet Krishna, Krishna pays his respectful obeisances to each single cow and addresses her by her name. He has not forgotten. Although it is more than 100 years of absence from Vrindavan, he remembers each single cow by name. And also the bulls. What is the name of Krishna's favorite bull? I think you know, Padmaganda. But he has a second favorite bull who has a very complicated name, and if we are lucky, we will hear this name today. When Krishna returns, he of course he greets all the cows. Now there is one thing which you must know. These cows will stay in the Goshala unless and until Krishna leads the way into the forest of Vrindavan. Other cowherd boys can go and try to drive the cows out, but as long as Krishna is not leading the way, the cows simply look back and don't move. This is very important, this behavior of the cows, because once Mother Yashoda talked to Krishna, this is in Brihadbhagavatamrita, she said, "Oh, my dear darling boy, why did you have to take your birth in the family of cowherders? Then you always have to work and go in the forest. This gives pain to my heart. Why? A child of my heart, don't we have any wealth at home? Why are you going out into the woods? Let the other cowherd boys take the cows out and herd them." But Krishna properly says, "Oh mother, if I don't go out, your wealth of cows will not go out into the wood, and therefore they will not feast on fresh grasses. So I have to go." Mother Yashoda had no answer to this. So, yeah. Now there is a very nice description about the love these cows have for Krishna. when Krishna plays his flute, the cows become so emotionally stirred up that they pour their milk, even without milking them, on into the grasses of Braj. Shuka Muni, Shukadev Goswami, has described this, how the cows react to Krishna. Gavasya Krishna Mukha Nirgata Venu Gita Piyu Samutta Bitakana Putai Pibantya, and so on, using their upraised ears as vessels. Little cups. Dupe. Dupe. The cows are drinking the nectar of the flute song flowing out of Krishna's mouth. Now, you must know, normally, when it's time to bring the cows home, the calves, they go to the mother and drink. But when the nectar of the flute song flows out of Krishna's mouth, the calves, stop drinking from their mother's udders. They stand still as they take Govinda within themselves through their tear-filled eyes and embrace him within their hearts. Imagine, calves are so enthusiastic to drink their mother's milk, but in this case, although they may have been drinking, they just open their mouths, they stand like this and look at Krishna with tear-filled eyes. They are wet. When they look at Krishna with tear-filled eyes, they actually show us how to take darshan. This is what you can learn from the calves. The figure of the Lord goes through the eyes into the hearts. Unless you take darshan with your heart, it's not the proper darshan, and the calves are superior to you in darshan taking. Wow. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, one cannot say that the bewilderment from Krishna's flute song is generated from the conjugal desires of ladies only, gopis and devis. Even dumb animals like cows and their calves are affected by the nectar of Krishna's flute. In fear of spilling the nectar, the cows have raised their ears like cups to hear the sweet sound of Krishna's flute. You remember when we were in Vrindakund, there was this best of cows, and and I was chanting nearby, and the cow was very interested to hear the holy name, so it made with its ear like this, zoop, and here. But this is not this problematic, because the sound which comes in there will fall to the ground. So these Vrindavan cows, they don't hear like this, they hear like this, like cups, because they don't want to even spill one drop of Krishna's flute nectar. In fear of spilling the nectar, the cows have raised their ears like cups to hear the sweet sound of Krishna's flute. It's a beautiful scene of love, no? Superior love. It reminds us of the mothers of the cowherd boys who, when Krishna manifested in the form of these cowherd boys who were stolen by Lord Brahma, they loved their sons just like they had loved Krishna. Now imagine what the cows feel when their calves return and they are Krishna calves. Because Krishna had not only expanded into the cowherd boys, he had also expanded into each and every single calf. How ecstatic the cows must have been, and how they were no longer dependent only on Krishna, but they were now also relating in the same way to the calf Krishna or Krishna calves. You follow?
So yeah, let me see, I've found something. Yeah. Love is really shown the full amount of love is really shown when the beloved is in danger. In the Bhagavatam we hear one pastime where Krishna went to fight with the Kali demon in the lake and in the Yamuna, and when the cows came and saw Krishna inside the waters of the Yamuna, and that in the embrace of, or in the, it's not really an embrace, in the deadly locked embrace of Kaliya, my dear devotees, when they saw Krishna like this, some of them fainted, because they loved Krishna so much. We hear that Krishna felt the same towards them. When Krishna came to the lake, the cows had gone before him and they had drunken some of the poisonous lake from the Kaliya waters, you know, that's poisoned water in the Yamuna. And now the cows immediately fainted and fell as if dead on the ground. When Krishna saw this, he became so emotionally moved that tears fell from his eyes, and the tears sprinkled on the almost dead cows and brought them back to life. What do you think? This should be enough to chase away all traces of tiredness. If we think about the tears of the Lord falling on the cows, no, Bhagavati, da gibt's gar kein, da muss man den Rasa einfach kosten. So, there are many, many descriptions. Krishna has two deer moose bulls. One is called Padmaganda, he smells like lotus, and here is the other one, Pishangaksha. Please say Pishangaksha. This is a favorite bull of Krishna. Raghunath Goswami glorifies the cows, but also the pet bulls. All glories to Krishna's pet bull, Padmaganda, whose horns are very beautiful because they are studded with gold. And the hooves are extremely charming because just like the cows, they are endowed with a sweet bluish sapphire luster. And around their necks, a brilliant red necklace swings. Raghunath also says, I like to see the calves of Krishna jumping around. I've read in this commentary that Raghunath Goswami, as in his spiritual identity as Tulsi, often does messenger services. So for that, he needs to find Krishna in the forest. It is easy because he just needs to see where the calves are jumping around. Because the calves jump around with joy when they see Krishna's when they see Krishna. There are many, many nice things, but I think I already went over my time. Let me just, from all this description, my dear devotees, one thing becomes extremely clear. There is a tremendous amount of love going from the cows to Krishna. And you must know Krishna can be conquered by only by love. There are four types of love. Let me see if we can remember them. One is the ordinary sadakas of this world. Our love for Krishna is not very developed. Then there is a superior type of love which a great devotee like Narada Muni has, who goes around with his veena and does Nam Sankirtan in the universe, Radhika Raman, and praises Radhika Raman. Then there is a love that is still higher than that of Narada Muni. Can you imagine whose love this is? Wives of Krishna? I think that's a very good answer. But this is from Rupa Goswami, from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He goes directly to the bridge basis, which includes the cows. The cows have more love for Krishna than you, an ordinary sadaka, we ordinary sadaka, and even then more love than Narada Muni. And more than the love of the residents of Vrindavan, ordinary residents of the Vrindavan, is the love of the gopis. No? This is the highest type of love. So Krishna is only reacting to love. We should remember this and not miss the point. We need to remember that in the month of Kartik. Now, it may not be always easy to really love Krishna for us, because we can't see Krishna unless we see Radha Kanhaiya Lal. But they are so small that we sometimes overlook them. No, we run through the altar room, through the temple room, busy with so many other things, and do not see Radha Kanhaiya Lal. But what we can always see is the Krishna's devotees. And if we it says it is doubtful if those who say they worship Achyuta, that they really love him. It's doubtful. We do not know. because he is infallible, he has not fallen on our platform. But Ali and Medyutim, the devotees are right in front of our eyes. And to love and serve the devotees is in Gaudiya Vaishnavism really important. I must tell you that I'm trying today, yesterday and today was was not really a Vrata day for me, it was, but I like to do this because I can sometimes serve devotees consciously and try to please devotees purposefully. And I think our Bhagavati with her cooking student, Cook Prabhu, as they have cooked today for devotees and for a guest. This is very, if you do can do that consciously with the idea that you want to please Krishna by pleasing that his devotees, it's very good. It does not mean, however, that we forget to please Krishna directly. What I want to say is relate to Krishna, but it's good. It's also, I very much enjoy spending at the end of the day some time with all of you. I think if I just would do my own Vrata and not sing, not try to talk about Krishna conscious matters, it could become a little selfish and limited. So that is my feeling. Now, for today, we are all a little tired. It was a long day yesterday. It was a day full of spiritual variety today. So I will rest my kata here. My kata will go into, hopefully with you, into your sleeping bags. Where both you and the kata can rest nicely. What do you think about Gompastami? It is really nice and necessary that we become aware of it. There are two reasons for today. Our Radharani is absolutely charming and attractive. Those who have not yet looked, today you can even see the lotus feet of our Radharani. So she is in the cowherd dress. There is a well-known pastime, which I don't need to repeat here, where Subal Sakha exchanged his cloth with that of Radharani so that Radha could escape the house of her in-laws in Jovot and go to Krishna. But there is a lesser-known story where Krishna said to Radha, "Radha, I know one thing which you don't know." "What is that?" said Radha. "I know how to herd cows." "And you never do that." "Oh," said Radha, "who knows? Who says I do not know how to herd cows? Siam, I will dress tomorrow in the dress of a cowherder and I will go out and herd cows." It's a lesser known pastime. And I like to think of Radharani on Gopastami more like this, because she wants to follow Krishna in all ways. That means she also wants to herd the cows. And today she is in a beautiful, outstanding, brilliant, dazzling, creative cowherd
dress. You must agree. It is. Vipaket even took a photo today. Yeah. He could not escape the wrath of Radharani's cowherd dress. No, I have observed very carefully. Good. So, Hare Krishna, Shrimati Radharani ki jai, Gopastami Leela ki jai. Oh, I cannot just end. There is a song, and we tried to find it, but we couldn't, where the devotee requests Krishna that to accept him like one of the calves, because the calf is always protected. Always, 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 always. Never there is a time when the calf is not protected. And I wanted to ask you one thing. Yesterday we saw a bull, a small little baby bull who wandered the streets hungry. We saw that white baby bull. Do we still have garbage from the kitchen, maybe from cutting the vegetables? Do we have something? We put out already. Maybe. Do they eat the khichdi? Yeah. Maybe what you could do today is just the three of. You could just go down and see if he is around, because we hear about Gopas, then we should serve the cows a little. Maybe if we have khichdi, we can just bring the khichdi to some cow, you know. But just to Krishna loves the cows so much, no? Hare Krishna. Gut, Haribo.